Let me explain to you the importance of writing a whopper of an introduction for your English literature essays. So I'm going to tell you what to include, how to structure it, and also provide some examples that I've been told by my teachers are like good and confident. Why does your introduction need to stand out? First of all, your examiner is going to be marking hundreds, if not thousands of papers per day. Okay, maybe not thousands. But they are going to be so sick and sick of seeing bland, boring introductions that are stuck in there just because their teacher told them to write an introduction. But if you can provide a secure, a confident and a sophisticated thesis statement, they're going to look at this. This is going to be the first thing they read. And they're going to go, oh, this student knows what they're doing. Okay, sorry about the noise, we're getting work done. In your intro, you want to be exploring the ways in which a certain theme or a character is presented in the play. So the different ways. What I actually mean by this is, again, say why it's in the play. So this is from my mock. The question was guilt. And so I wrote, in Shakespeare's tragic morality play, guilt is presented to be both an intrinsic and extrinsic moral force presented in the internal struggles and divine consequences of denying the warnings of one's own guilt. Shakespeare illustrates this concept through the demise of characters such as Macbeth and Lady Macbeth to present to a Jacobean audience the consequences of the abuse of personal agency. As you can see, that's a very lengthy introduction, but this is what's going to direct your essay. This is what you're going to keep referring back to in your main body. I've included author's intentions, reader response, why it's in the play, the different ways it's explored. Now, the way you're going to cinch those top grades is with your conclusion. So in my conclusion, I essentially reworded what I wrote in my introduction, but I added this. So I said, a modern audience might interpret, in fact, that the primary cause for the Macbeth's mental decay may not be God's punishment, but an examination of the impacts of guilt on the human psyche. So what I've done here is I've evaluated which of the two presentations that I argued in my introduction is most effective to different audiences. And this level of depth and nuance is what is going to get you to be recognised by the examiner. Okay, pause the video now because I am about to put two more examples on screen. One is from a 15 marker that we did and the other one's from a 25 marker.